This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
So our staff's together, so that we've all worked together, we've all game planned together, we're all used to the way we go about our business on a daily basis, coaching. Every day that you hear something of how we're going to try to attack people and then the players themselves, there ought to be a comfort level there to where we're just looking to tweak things. Pretty easy to see, or in the games, we've been a lot better, and we got to continue to be elite. Like I said, you can't be elite, you can't consider yourself an elite offense and really challenge defenses if you can't change your cadence. I mean, you just can't. We know that's been an emphasis, and we've been a lot better.
I'm very impressed, man, and like I said, it's a great group, and we said it first day at camp. We was like, we understand what we're trying to get accomplished as a team, and then we understand individual goals. Like, we're not going to shy away that guys are trying to, you know, earn a spot in the National Football League, but the better we play as a unit, the better you're going to look as an individual. We talked about you can be consistent, it's going to equal to production. And that's not just in the games, that's also in practice as well. Now they start to make a name for themselves and put themselves in a real good position. So Saturday, the game, they keep that going. I mean, it's going to be a lot of guys going to make, you know, make our team or make somebody else's possibly.
Zach Orr, Ravens defensive coordinator yesterday, that particular subject, talking about the undrafted rookies here in 2025. And, you know, making the Ravens defensively as an undrafted rookie, probably not a reality.
Reuben Lowry.
In normal years, but yeah. Lowry and Higgins is a guy that's starting to turn some heads as well. He played well against the Cowboys last Saturday down there in Arlington, but you practice hard, you play hard, you get your opportunities, you maximize them. I mean, that's kind of a common sense mentality in the Ravens. As much as any team, if not more, over the last 20 years, always find that diamond in the rough undrafted guy that makes the team. Keaton Mitchell a couple years ago, who was their best running back before he got hurt. Lowry, who's now maybe Bo Braid undrafted last year.
Bullock.
Could be in trouble. Corey Bullock last year, University of Maryland. But Zach, we're obviously talking defensively here, but outside of Lowry, who are some of the other guys that might not be playing for a spot on the Ravens roster, but could find themselves on a 53 throughout the other 31 teams in the NFL?
Bob, a kid who's going to be interesting, and I don't know that he's ready to play yet, but Lucas Scott, the fullback. I like some of the things that he can do because he's 6'3", 290. So he's got the body type like Ricard. And, you know, maybe a team like the Chargers, because teams that run the same offense, similar run games and stuff, they're going to look at that type of guy. And, you know, if you can afford to put him on, the Ravens can't afford to put him on their 53, but I think he's a year away from being a guy because he was a right tackle at Army, and he started every game at Army at right tackle. So all of a sudden, you're a fullback now, and you got to try to block on the move instead of that guy being right in front of you and stuff. So it takes a little work, and he flashes enough where I'd want to keep him around on my practice squad to develop him over a year. So, you know, and Zach Orr, Bob, Zach Orr was an undrafted free agent and made the team.
Yep, was a pro bowler all pro before he got hurt.
So I think it's gonna be really interesting to see, because I think, because Zach said it too, these guys Saturday, they're playing to make other teams' rosters. This is what a lot of them are doing. And look at all the teams that are looking for wide receivers right now. You know, so, you know, the Ravens may lose some guys there, because if you're looking for a wide receiver too, you're also looking for a wide receiver to put on your practice squad. And you can pay a practice squad guy up to, you know, rookie minimum. So if you want the extra cap charge, you know, and you want to get him from the Ravens, is you offer him a regular contract, not a practice squad contract. Practice squad contract, I think, is roughly like $90,000. Whereas if you're on the regular roster, you're probably making, 1/17 of, say, $1 million or whatever, you know?
But what has Jay Higgins done out of Iowa undrafted?
Yeah, he showed up. He showed up. He's made people talk about him.
Sure.
And that's the big thing. And he is competing with Jake Hummel. That would be that spot. You know, and they signed Jake Hummel from the Rams. He makes $1.4 million. So he's basically, he got $300 signing bonus, vet minimum. So, all right, is he better than Jake Hummel on special teams? That's the thing, because Jake Hummel is like a special teams dude more so than a linebacker. So are you willing to put another – see, I just think it's hard if that position – has got to be special teams. So, all right, against Buffalo, are you going to have Buchanan? Are you going to have, you know, Tez Walker, who didn't play last year hardly at all? Are you going to have Higgins? Are you going to have all these guys on your special teams that really it's their first time ever playing? I don't know if you want to do that start the season.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Total request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Send your request, Plaza Sports text line, 410-583-1057. Nolan McGraw's on the other side of the glass. He'll get you covered. Start at 11 o'clock. Get your boats in for Featured Artist Friday. Zach, we're also talking about communication issues in the secondary, which were an issue, especially early when they were getting shredded in ball games. Go back to Mike McDonald a couple years ago. They were getting shredded his first year as the DC, as Chris Mubaka from CBS, or USA Today, rather, brought up yesterday. They tightened it up, had to bring Dean Pease in to, you know, kind of calm things down. Now Chuck Pagano's here from the beginning of camp and just happy with his role. Not a Chuck Pagano looking over shoulders. No, I don't like it. I dig this role. I like what we're going on here. But you have a former head coach, expert secondary guy. So communication problems should not be a problem, basically, because if we're talking about that after the first game against Buffalo, then we're wondering what exactly has changed. Because the personnel on paper, it might be the best secondary in the NFL right now.
Yeah, because the biggest disappointment last year was Marcus Williams back there. I mean, the guy who's supposed, your center fielder, who's supposed to, you know, be the guy that's helping make the calls. But I mean, you're aligning people. And he was the one that was effing it up back there. You know, he was the one that, you know, he's playing so deep, he doesn't even show up on the film. So then all of a sudden you're putting a lot more work and stuff on Roquan. So Roquan's got to do the back end and the front end and handle a rookie linebacker that you're trying to teach. So he had so much on his plate that I just think communication was slow, and there was so many busts. Now, Bob, you go back to Mike McDonald early on. That was Kyle Hamilton. You know, that was his first year, rookie
Williams
year.
Williams was playing like an all-pro.
Yeah.
And those and, first and few Hamilton, weeks before he got hurt.
Hamilton was the one that kind of got benched, you know, early on in that his rookie year. And then he came on. But, so I don't expect – I have not seen one communication issue at all back there. So I don't see it. And Sanusi Kane is the backup safety, and he's been getting a ton of reps back there because Kyle Hamilton's been out of, so he's been running with the ones a bunch, you know, and he's started all the preseason games, so he's got that opportunity to make all those calls. And when Kyle Hamilton went back there, you know, things were smooth as can be. So you have a Malachi Starks who's used to being that guy at Georgia. You know, there's been zero talk of communication problems.
All right, we heard from Todd Monken. Enough of that jibber-jabber. We'll get to him later. What the hell happened with Lamar Jackson yesterday? Got stepped on, wrist problems, all sorts of code reds coming out of one winning drive. John Harbaugh is going to meet with the media later on this afternoon, right? So we'll get a status report. If there's one guy, obviously, they can ill afford to lose, same in Buffalo, Kansas City, et cetera, it's the quarterback, and Lamar especially. And with all due respect, for instance, Derrick Henry, with all due respect to Derrick Henry, game changer, Hall of Famer, he took the offense to a new level last year. They were the number one seed 2 years ago without Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
You lose Lamar Jackson for an extended period of time, and you have not exactly been kind to Cooper Rush. Ravens, forget about number one seed. Now you're just hoping to get into the playoffs.
Bob, you know, like we do buy or sell the stock market. If the Ravens were a stock market, if they were on the stock market and Lamar Jackson was going to be out, that stock market would crash. That's right. How important he is.
They go from an 11 and 12 win team, at least over-unders right now, to maybe an 8 or 9, perhaps. Then you count on Henry and your defense to win games for it.
Yeah, and Cooper Rush.
And a rookie kicker.
Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm fine with that. You know, the roster that you have, it's the best roster in football overall, depth-wise and everything, but you take away that one. Because he makes everybody, Lamar, he makes everybody around him better. In 19, 12 guys make the Pro Bowl. Coaches get new jobs. Harbs got rehired. All because of Lamar Jackson.
Now, Lamar's the dude for the Ravens. As we know, multiple MVPs, should have won last year, but we'll get into that as we do our predictions in a couple of weeks here. But the Orioles, talking about guys who are changing landscapes and exciting the fan base. Nolan, Dylan Beaver, Sammy Basayo making their home debuts tonight. Oriole Park at Camden, we think. Oriole Park at Camden Yards, they have been promoting it. I would assume if they don't play tonight on national television, pitchforks and torches, Frankenstein, down at the warehouse. But tonight, national TV, 7:15, Fox. Orioles taking on the Astros. Houston struggling. Seattle just got swept. The Orioles have caused all sorts of mayhem in the AL West. They gained a half a game in the wild card standings last night. They're only a game and a half behind the Rays in the wild card chase. We're not doing that. But I'm expecting starting tonight, because we'll be at Pickles at 6, Baltimore Baseball tonight, me, Nolan, and Mike Bordick, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. I expect a good crowd this weekend. Not 45 grand, but good crowd this weekend, just because last week of August, homestand before they hit the road prior to Labor Day, and you get to see the youngsters come to town. We'll get to the bad Orioles news here in a sec.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say. Hard to say what the crowd will look like this week. I mean, I don't know. I think people were really turned off by the whole ticket thing. People were turned off by the losing. Start winning again. You bring up some prospects. We'll see what it looks like. I mean, weather could play a factor as well. It looks fine through the weekend. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I'm not expecting, like, the left field upper deck to be open and jam-packed.
Oh, hell no.
To be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if it was still completely closed off. And as far as Beavers and Basayo, said it yesterday. I'll stand by it. Both of them are going to miss at least one game in this four-game set. So all this promotion, all this fanfare about come see the young kids, they're going to miss time this weekend.
Four righties starting for the Astros starting tonight. Oriole Park, Camden Yards. Most importantly, though, forget about Lamar, forget about Basayo and Beavers. You mentioned the weather. We're good tonight at Pickles, right?
Yeah.
We're cool?
Yep.
Me, you, and Bordy, we're going to...
Why, did something happen?
I don't know. I'm going to leave.
Well,
that's your story to tell.
Hey, Bob, all I know is yesterday at 4 o'clock we were supposed to have sun. I was out walking, and I'm waiting for the sun. Oh, I'm feeling drops on me.
This is way deeper than that. And Orioles are back home. You excited about that? Who's going down to see Basayo and Beavers? Give us a call, 410-583-1057. Stating the obvious, Lamar misses any time. And by the way, it doesn't look like he is.
We'll know.
It would be nice to get some confirmation and No, he's cool. He'll be ready for September 7th because he's not playing against Washington.
No, no. And Cordell is out there, and they're practicing at 11:30. Cordell's coming on at noon.
Cordell Woodland, Vinny's best buddy. When we come back, take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. It's auto request Thursday here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
And Beavers and Basayo expected to make their debuts, home debuts against Alexander. Jason Alexander, righty 3-1, 474. And then Brandon Young makes his first start after almost throwing a perfect game at the Houston Astros last Friday. But let's get out to the phones. 410-583-1057 takes us to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
How you doing, bud?
So I'm super excited today. I'm actually going to the game today to see the homecoming of Beavers and Basayo. But I'm also really interested in seeing how Brandon Young does coming off of that great outing. Now, I think that this outing for him is going to be extremely important just because of the fact that you have Bradish coming up, and I think that him and Povich are the first two out. So I think that they'll both get one more start before Bradish gets here. And I think one of them is going to end up going to the bullpen. Now, I'm really hoping that Young is able to continue that success. But what scares me is, just like all major league teams, they have video, they have scouts, that they're going to try to do something to adjust based off of their last performance against Young. And also, I know he's had trouble keeping the ball in the yard, especially at home. So I'd like to see him kind of do what he did in Houston, see if he can continue that a little bit. So, and to the point about the four righties, there is no excuse why Beavers and Basayo should not be playing every single day. Get them the at-bats they need. If this is one opportunity, screw the whole, you know, 130 at-bats or anything. Make this series a priority series for them to continue the series win streak.
Yeah, and they could do damage, by the way. Ryan, thanks for the call, against Houston and against Boston in regards to whatever their playoff hopes are. Boston's been passed by the Yankees here in the American League East. But Brandon Young, not only get in here. Perfect game last week until, of course, Ramon Urias broke it up. But the start before that, he got puffy pantsed by the A's. Start before that, didn't get through five against the Cubs. Start before that, acceptable against Toronto. Went six innings and then four and a third. So he hasn't been able to stack these sorts of performances. So if he gets pummeled tonight, are we shocked if he doesn't make it through the fifth inning?
Not shocked. Not shocked at all. I think it would be very impressive, though. You have to be fair going the other way, that if he did go out there and turn in a good performance tonight, I'd be even more impressed than say I would against any other team. Just that familiarity aspect. You're facing the same team for the second time in the span of a week. The scouting report is out on you. If he was catching him off guard last week, he's certainly not going to do that tonight. All that's changing is the ballpark. So if he can go out there, pitch well tonight, I think I'd be elated for him.
Felix Bautista, labrum and
rotator cuff surgery.
Neil Alatrich did the surgery. We were talking before the show in the bullpen, no pun intended, and when we did the switchover, because last week Tony Manzolino, during his press conference, one of the games during the middle of last week, said significant shoulder injury, done for the season. And we're kind of like, well, now we're just going to start what's either labrum or rotator cuff. Turned out to be both. So he's done for the rest of this year, probably through next year. They said 12 months. I'm not buying that at all. But I will say this. Not that I'm a doctor or have ever thrown a baseball 100 miles an hour. He'll never throw a baseball 100 miles an hour again. And it's unfortunate because shoulder injuries have ruined many careers. Mark Fidrich, boom. Don Gullett, boom. Frank Tanana went from throwing 98 to 78. Catfish Hunter had to retire in his early 30s because his shoulder was toast. Tommy John is almost like a prerequisite to pitch in the major leagues and keep your velocity, as Bautista was starting to ramp it up close to 100 again. But he will never, ever throw that hard again, I wouldn't think. And if I'm the Orioles, and it's unfortunate for him because he was in Florida, didn't work out. Duquette brought him to Baltimore, toiled in the minors, didn't really know who he was until 22 when he made the team. And then Lopez got traded to Minnesota, became a closer, dominated the end of that season, all-star in 23. So he toiled for years to make it to this level. And to come back from Tommy John and look like your air quotes back and now have an even worse injury, oh, man, it sucks for him, lack of a better term. But for the Orioles, you have to plan on Felix Bautista not throwing a pitch for you, maybe ever again. And that is really, really unfortunate.
And that puts even more pressure on Elias in the offseason.
Right. Well, you kind of knew when they said significant shoulder, week plus, that he was going to need a closer. But the Bautista feel-good story, it was a Rocky story, quite frankly. Marlon signed him when he was a teenager, couldn't throw strikes. Finally, the Orioles got him to harness that control. And we looked at it dominant. He was the relief pitcher of the year 2 years ago. Now the Orioles are going to be back on the closed horse. Maybe Tyler Wells could be that guy.
It'd be nice if you could get a look at him here late this season, give yourself some comfort heading into the offseason. But I think at the very least, you can bank on Wells being in the bullpen. So that fills at least one need. But like Vinny said, I mean, it was already a daunting task to fill all those spots. It just got even more difficult. And for Bautista on an individual level, I'm kind of with Bob. I don't see a guarantee for him to ever pitch at the major league level again. And if he's going to do it, it would require really him changing his entire makeup as a pitcher. The loss in velocity, he would have to reinvent himself, essentially. And as someone who made it in the majors with really only two pitches, no knock against him. When you're that good, you make it work. But he's not going to roll out there with that same fastball and splitter and make it work again. He's going to have to either add pitches, completely redevelop himself if he wants to stay in the majors.
Well, Tyler Wells, he's got another rehab start coming up today, I believe it is. Then he's going to be up. Radish made his last rehab start. He'll be ready for the Red Sox series. So now you start to tinker a little bit with your pitching staff to find out who exactly will be able to step into those shoes. Or is Mike Elias going to have to, you know, get out and get one? Or are you going to have to trade for one? You know, closers can be invented. Hey, Tanner Scott was a guy when he was in the Orioles system, couldn't throw strikes. Then he became a guy that became a really good setup man and earned himself a bazillion dollars with the Dodgers. Then he got hurt. Damn injuries for pitchers. Oh, it man. Is what it is. But the Orioles and the Astros, if you're coming down to the game, say hi to us. We'll be at Pickles Pub starting at 6 o'clock for BBT as the Birds get ready to maybe spoil Houston's party just a little bit more. But Lamar Jackson got stepped on and was flexing the wrist. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
We think. You want to get into that? You can at 410-583-1057. Brandon Young, can he follow up? If he throws a perfect game into the eighth inning, it's like, all right, come on, you're Johnny Vandermeer all right. Of a sudden. I mean, can you get through the sixth inning and give him a quality start? I think Tony Manzolino would take that in a heartbeat, because then it gets to the bullpen, and then that's been a problem. Can the Orioles keep putting up these crooked numbers and do a better job of hitting with runners in scoring position? Felix Bautista done for the rest of this year, as we knew, probably through next year and maybe beyond, which is a very, very sad thing for a guy that really battled to get into it. But as we open the show, we heard Todd Monken talk. We talked about the communication problems with Zach Orr's defense. Offense, pre-snap stuff. And that was a point of emphasis, as Todd Monken has said a bazillion times. And Vinny, you've been out there, and we're getting ready September 7th against the Bills. Has this been corrected? And what have they done, most importantly, to make sure this is no longer a problem?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and today's the last day of training camp. So the biggest thing that they've done, they practice it every day, every practice. I mean, because as Todd says, that for them to be where they want to be offensively, which is number one, you can't go on the same snap count, because then the defense can sit there and they know exactly, you know, they're going to get off the ball quicker than you are. And with the snap count, that the way they have it now, you know, where, you know, it changes all the time, then the defense is kind of on your heels. Then the offense has the advantage, and you want to be able to have the advantage. And right now, that's what they do. And it's a huge advantage, you know, to be able to get off first than it is. Then if the defense is getting off, then all of a sudden you're catching. As an old lineman, you're catching because the guy's in your pads already.
Now, we also heard Monken talking about the offense being further along than it was in his first 2 years at this point. And
should be.
Why wouldn't it be?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it should be. You got the same coaches. You got the same guys. So, yeah, it just, all you're doing is the plays that you've done and had success with, you're continuing to do those. And then you know your personnel that much better, so you're taking advantage. Okay, what more can we do for Zay? What more can we do for Bate? You know, with Likely, we got, okay, what can we do there? Now we got Keaton. What can we do with Keaton Mitchell? You know, and here's what our linemen do better, you know, then you know, they run block better than they pass block. All right, so let's play action pass. You know, so, I mean, you learn a lot more about your players and your team about what they do well, and, you know, then you let them do that. The biggest thing with them is eliminating penalties. I mean, we've talked about it for a long time. They just eliminate penalties, which they were number one offensively, you know, with amount of penalties. You just eliminate that, and, you know, your offense becomes that much better, which you were number one last year.
Not at practice yesterday, two names of note, Awuzie and Alexander. And for Alexander, it's been 2 weeks.
August 9th.
Yeah.
August 9th. Yeah. And I think, like Harbs even said, well, we kind of expected we were going to have to do this. Yeah, you're going to have to baby him. I mean, like, everybody has a medical grade coming out. And, you know, his was probably good when he came up. But because he's had these surgeries and stuff, he probably failed a lot of people's physicals. And that's why Green Bay let him go, because we can't count on this guy. And a lot of coaches, if you can't practice and you can only play in the games, you know, and he's making what, like, he was making big bucks in Green Bay. You know, can you count on him? I mean, we're talking about Bautista and, you know, Rodriguez and all. Can you count on these guys?
No.
You know, can you count? How much can you count on Alexander? Because you don't know what you're going to get. You don't know if it's, you know, all right, we get him to the first game, and then his knee puffs up again. Then is he going to be out 1 week, 2 weeks? Does he need a cleanup in there? You know, this is going to be an ongoing finesse to get him through 17 games.
How quickly does the knee fluid start to
rebuild? Bob, like, here. I had it, you know, mine, like, I had surgery, and then, I don't know, a couple months or whatever, then all of a sudden it swelled up, all right? So there was some chips that were floating around in my knee. So they had to go clean it up. So if your knee swells up, it's not normal. You know, there's something going on. So, you know, they drained it, okay? But it comes back. You know, so what's the matter with the knee? Is it just, you know, arthritic, which I'm sure his probably is, you know, because he's had so many knee surgeries. Like, I've had both my cartilages out, so I'm bone on bone. So mine just rubbed. So I don't, you know, do you keep draining it? And then, all right, I mean, if he practices every day, then does that affect it? Does that make the fluid come back? All right, then he can only practice maybe once a day. And then if you're in the NFL, you know, do you want him to practice Wednesday or Thursday? That would be, those are the two big days, Wednesday and Thursday. So, I mean, that's what you're going to have to
baby. What the hell's wrong with Awuzie? Another guy
who came in with injuries. Time. Yeah. I don't know exactly what his are, but, you know, the nice thing is TJ Tampa had two interceptions yesterday.
Good.
And he's playing a lot more aggressive. And, you know, and then the other kid who's been playing good, Bob's Armour Davis. But, I mean, there's another guy that misses a lot of time. You know, so Wiggins stays healthy. Marlon has stayed healthy. Tampa has stayed healthy. So those are the three guys right now, knock on wood, you can count on.
When we come back, we'll talk to Vinny about the players that need to play well Saturday against Washington to maybe not ensure a spot in Baltimore's 53, but on somebody else's, or at the very least even earn a practice. I mean, John Harbaugh talks about all the players, like every single guy there he wants to put on the practice squad. They got the most deep offensive line in the history of the NFL. We'll get into that. We'll talk about the Orioles down on the farm with Tony Pente from OriolesHangout.com. 11 o'clock, the whip at 11:15. What I thought was an April Fool's joke turned out to be real in the world of boxing, air quotes. And then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, talking about the Birds back home against Houston and the spoiler roll. Let's get a phone call in real quick. Let's go to PT at Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob, I disagree with you a little bit on Wells. I thought he was just such a dominant starter for that half a season. And maybe you're right. He just has the makeup where he, because that's what happened. He kind of broke down and got tired. But yeah, I mean, he was such a dominant starter for that first half of the season. At 23, so it was a while ago. And maybe he would be an ideal closer, but I just wonder if they'll give him a shot first at a starter. But I want to talk about Mountcastle today. His career's been pretty, to me, confusing. I mean, as you know, he came up as a shortstop, and he's kind of worked his way down to finally playing first. And Mayo looks like he's kind of following in that suit. But Mountcastle, as you well know, 878 OPS in 150 at-bats as a rookie, and then a 796 OPS when he was 24 with 33 bombs. But from there, it's been a lot of, like, Tyler O'Neill type little unique injuries. But from that 33 home run mark, it's been just disappointment, you know. But he has always been an over, above average hitter. But as a first baseman, it's not like he's that much above average. And he is a good fielder now at first. But I don't think, and Nolan tipped me to this, is that so they can sign him after the season and then still trade him. I think that's the path they'll take because – do you think they can go? I mean, it's not likely they'll go into next season with both Mayo and Mountcastle on the team.
I would see that highly unlikely. How about I threw out this goofy scenario? Mountie rakes, and he is raking right now, by the way. And he's, with all due respect, I'll disagree with you, PT. He's a Gold Glove finalist twice at first base, and we've seen him nimble around the bag. And he was more athletic than Mayo at similar stages. Mountcastle, first round pick. He couldn't throw. Like, Mayo's got a cannon arm, can't field that right side or left side of the infield or right, whatever it is, over third base. Now he's going to play first. But how about Mountie rakes? You got him under another year control. You need a starting pitcher. How about you dangle Mayo in a package deal for a trade? Can we think outside the box, PT?
I like where your head's at, Bob. Okay. I do. I considered that as well. And yeah, I think Mountcastle, it seems, have good relationships with the younger players. And a guy you mentioned yesterday, Kowser's part of that. But that's what worries you, is that could Kowser follow suit like Mountcastle and just watch his batting continue to spiral down? But when I look at Kowser's minor league experience, it takes him a season, but then he is a very good hitter. And his OPS, he gets on base, Kowser does. So, and we all agree, he's been hacking this year with a ton
he's
of strikeouts,
been brutal.
Not enough walks.
Hey, PT, thanks for the call. Look, Kowser lost year, said it. Got hurt first series against the Blue Jays, scuffling, had a good night the other night, got the double, scored a run, walked twice, which is good to see because he's been a strikeout machine. Mountcastle's problem, can't stay healthy.
Yep.
There's all the hammy cost him months this year. It was the shoulder. He had the vertigo. He just cannot stay on the field. This is a guy that set the Orioles' rookie record for homers. Not Boog Powell, not Eddie Murray, not Cal Ripken. Ryan Mountcastle hit 33 home runs his rookie season. So the bat is there, but man, he's starting to hit. Where's the power? What I looked at it, Nolan, real quick before we get to the top of the hour, the out against the Red Sox a couple nights ago, one of the two he made because he was 3-for-5, 450 feet away from the plate, right in that little triangle, right center field. Got to start seeing him be more productive with the power, I guess, because Manzolino has made it clear that Kobe Mayo is going to be the first baseman for the majority of the season. Kobe Mayo's playing the bag. Mountie, even though he's more accomplished, he's going to have to DH and get his at-bats when they come.
Right. I think the Sam Basayo is a big factor in this as well. Like, let's say that they do follow your thoughts there and they trade Kobe Mayo for pitching. That'd be great. I don't
think anyone... throwing a scenario.
Well, I'm saying for the hypothetical, let's play along. Let's say that that happens. I don't know if you could really bank on Ryan Mountcastle to be your starting first baseman. You know, we know what he does when he's healthy, but we also know that he's never completely healthy. So if you wanted to bring him back as someone who's going to split time with Sam Basayo at first base, and Basayo could also DH and vice versa, that's fine with me. Again, it depends on what you could get in return for Mayo, because if you were looking to trade Ryan Mountcastle, you're not going to get anything for that. I mean, teams out there know the situation with him, expiring contract. The tape is out there on him. He's pretty much the player, you know, last couple of years, that's who he is. You know, I think he's kind of reached his ceiling, which is fine. He could be that for your team, but Kobe Mayo still has much more upside.
So what do you think? It had to be Mayo and...
Oh, yeah. It's
insert,
not a no-doubt.
Yeah. Insert maybe prospect or two, because you need another starting pitcher or two.
Yeah.
I mean you trade for one, you sign one, you're going to need a closer. Maybe Wells is that guy when it's all said and done, but I don't think anything's off the table right now. Who's untouchable for the Orioles?
Gunner.
Gunner, Holiday, probably Rutschman.
Westberg.
Probably.
I would think most of the guys who have established themselves in the majors would be off limits. The pool that they
the
would all-stars. Be trading.
Yeah,
but the pool they'd be trading from would be ideally guys that are still in the minors, that are still viewed highly, that are regarded highly by all the people that rank prospects out there, just like Heston Kerstad and Kobe Mayo were the last couple of years. Now, things change, not so much, but at that time, they had a lot of trade value. We didn't capitalize on it.
When we come back, we'll talk prospects. Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, whip around 11:15. What happened in the world of sports last night? Well, not a ton. Two NFL games tonight. Preseason, that's always fun. Got Martine here. He's a big preseason football fan. We'll talk to him as the show progresses. And then Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, get his thoughts on the team. Tony Manzolino, can he stick around full time? Orioles are 10 games over 500 since May 24th.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.